On today's show, how important are first impressions?
You're listening to Action Podcast with Gina Baxa and Chris Jansen. Action Podcast is your weekly source of inspiration and motivation for taking consistent action in your daily life. To listen to all of our shows, go to actionpodcast.com. And if you have a question or topic idea for a future show, leave us a comment at facebook.com/actionpodcast or a voicemail message at actionpodcast.com/voicemail.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm fantastic, Gina. How are you today?
I'm really well, thank you. I'm really well. I was checking out, a friend actually was checking out, not me, I hastened to add, some dating sites the other day. And we were just talking about the importance of first impressions, because you only get really a few minutes to make that first impression, and people have already made their mind up about you.
That's true, isn't it? We're such a judgmental creature.
We are. It's really quite unfortunate, but we're also very visual as well. And it got me thinking about first impressions during my day-to-day life. You know, what are my first impressions when I wake up in the morning? Is it going to be a good day? Is it going to be a mediocre day? Or is it going to be a bit of a day?
Mm. Yeah, you're right. You know, it's first impressions. I mean, we usually, in the context of that statement, we think of other people or maybe of someone's home or whatever the case may be. But when you think about it on, it's an interesting thought, actually. When you think about it on what's your first impression of your day and what creates that impression of your day? You know, I used to, when I used to work in the office, you know, sometimes you're sitting on the transit going into the office and you overhear some conversations of people. And I always thought it was a shame how, you know, some people at 8 o'clock in the morning or 8:30 in the morning on the way to work are already stressed out. They're already anticipating the heaviness of the day ahead or the anxiety of the day ahead. And, you know, there's no doubt that happens at times, but it is true that at some point we create the first impression of what the day is going to be like. And I guess the real question is, how much control do you think we have over that?
Well, I think we have a lot of control, Chris. I mean, just the last couple of weeks, I've been playing around with the whole thought thing, you know, like focus creates reality, what you think you attract and all this stuff. And it really has made a difference. Instead of getting up and allowing external forces to dictate my mood, I've actually checked in and just really become very much more aware of what I am thinking. And if I can feel myself, you know, or maybe I want to get more clients, or maybe, you know, I want to get fit, or whatever it is that I'm thinking, as long as I'm dwelling on lack, you know, or I want more money in my account, whatever it is, then it's exactly what I get. And I've noticed that instead, despite what my beliefs are, because the beliefs, right, you know, don't always change, if I set my course for a more positive outcome and focus on the end result that I want and shift and change my thoughts, quite amazing things happen. It really takes me into a totally different mindset. So I might do something like just look around and appreciate what I've got. You know, the weather might be crappy and I'll be thinking, oh, I wish it was sunny. And then I'll flip it into something that I really like about my life or value about my friendships.
Well, yeah, that's interesting. You know, it's an absolute truth that our thoughts shape our feelings.
Mm.
And, you know, I often feel like I need to caveat that statement because, you know, it doesn't mean that someone can go from, you know, complete despair to just utter happiness without feeling fake. You know, that's not what we're saying but it is true that you can shift your mindset about the impact of the situation. You can alter your emotions that you're feeling in the moment. So it puts you in a more, I would call it a more resourceful state to deal with whatever's going on. You know, if there is some trauma or some stress and whatnot, you know, the reality is, and science definitely shows, that our brain functions differently under stress, whether that be emotional stress or physical stress or mental stress, whatever it may be, that different parts of our brain fire off different neurons and different pathways fire off in our brain. We can see that now with science, that when people are under stress, they don't think in the same way. I do a lot of work on whole brain thinking and brain modeling, and you can see that people's decision making tendencies alter based on whether they're in a stress state or a non-stress state.
Yeah.
And just a simple shift can get you in a different place to set you up to respond to, you know, the situation or the exploding inbox as many people have as a constant source of stress. You can put yourself in a different state of mind, state of emotion to deal with it more effectively, more resourceful.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's key. And one of the most simple ways of doing that is to actually use our breath. That's what I do, and I definitely recommend that to clients as well, because a lot of the time when we're in stress, we're breathing very shallowly. We're breathing up from the top half of our chest. We're not breathing from the diaphragm. Mm. So one tip I always use, and I definitely use it for myself, is to stop. Just stop whatever I'm doing and take a few really, really deep breaths from deep down the diaphragm. That changes our state immediately, and it brings calm as well.
Yeah, and, no, I totally agree that, and then science supports that as well.
Yeah, definitely. And then it is literally being vigilant over our thoughts as well, because, you know, believe it or not, we can control our thoughts. And I think all too often we believe that external circumstances dictate how we should feel. That's not true. You know, we're creating our reality all the time with what we're thinking.
Mm.
So it's very powerful.
Yeah, and just to bring it back to that interesting thought you first posed was, what creates your first impression of your day?
Mm.
And I think for a lot of people, just, you know, going through daily life, that, you know, when that alarm goes off, or sometimes before that alarm goes off, you immediately fill yourself up with thoughts. And they can be neutral, they can be positive, they can be negative. And I think it's interesting for the listener just to start thinking about what does shape their first impression of what the day ahead is going to be like.
Mm.
Is it the external factors of, you know, the troubles that you're currently facing or the challenges that you're facing? Or is it your choice? Do you have the power within you to kind of turn your attention to stuff that at least makes you feel good before you get out of bed?
Mm.
At least makes you not make even neutral in some cases as a positive outcome, to not feel the heaviness and immediately go to, you know, oh my God, I got so much work I got to get done, or the, you know, the kids are, you know, got to, you know, it's going to be a very hectic day. And you kind of, those stress hormones, cortisol, adrenaline, noradrenaline, they start to flood your body before you even get up in the head off of the pillow.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's important.
I think it's an absolute choice that I really encourage our listener to maybe be, first of all, just being more aware of what are those first thoughts of the day. It doesn't have to be necessarily, you know, your head's still on the pillow, but literally in the first 5-10 minutes of the morning, what are those first thoughts, and how much does that shape your impression of what the day is going to be like? And how different would it be if you turned your attention to stuff that actually fills you up with feeling empowered, or feeling energized, or feeling hopeful, or feeling grateful for the day ahead?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it is. It's a question of choice, isn't it? It's a question of choosing. Well, you know, I think also, you know, as humans, we only do something if we're going to get the benefit of it. And I think the beautiful thing about being aware of our thoughts is that there is immediate benefit in changing our thoughts to something more positive, to something more proactive, instead of dwelling on the negative. And I have definitely seen the results straight away with the action that I've been taking recently, because you feel it physiologically. You know, your thoughts do change our physiology as well. So we feel better immediately.
Yeah, and you know, I you know, it's certainly not rigorous research that I've done, but I would certainly say, based on all the people I've talked with or heard speak on this kind of topic of, you know, shaping your thoughts and shaping your days.
Yeah.
You know, the only people who say that, you know, that doesn't really work, are most likely the people who haven't really tried it.
Yeah, probably.
You know, skeptical, it's not really going to make a difference, or you know, it's easy for you to say because, you know, I don't have, you know, you're not experiencing the challenges that I'm experiencing.
Mm.
You know, and I fully respect that, you know, we all have different challenges, but I would just encourage a listener to try it. When the alarm goes off tomorrow morning, first of all, just be aware of what natural thoughts start to flow into your mind. And secondly, is just decide in that moment, what's another thought that would make me feel great before I got out of bed?
Mm.
Could be thinking about someone you love. Could be thinking about something you're anticipating, like a holiday that's coming up. Could be about meeting up with some friends. Could be whatever. But pick something that's going to put you in a in a positive state, or at least, again, not a negative state, maybe a neutral state. Just maybe just, you know, if you've got some challenges going on, just reminding yourself that, you know, today's going to be okay. I can handle this. But whatever it is for you, whatever resonates for you. And we'd love to hear from the listeners, of course, as always, as to, you know, how this helps, or what difference or what impact it's made for you. And I bet if you did it consistently for maybe 5 days straight, how different your days would show up because you created a different first impression for the day.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'd love to hear from you how your thoughts are changing your day as well.
Yeah, definitely. So as we said before, if you have any feedback, you can leave it on our website at actionpodcast.com, right below this podcast. Or please join us on Facebook. We've got a really growing community there. We love to hear from our listeners. And if you want us to talk about any other topic in any future podcasts, please go to facebook.com/actionpodcast. Or we also have a neat little feature on our website right now is where you can leave us a voice recording. So just with, you don't need to, there's no phone involved, just right through the website, just click on the little button on the right-hand side. And in 2 seconds, you can leave us a quick little voicemail. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, brilliant. Thanks, Chris. Some great tips in there.
Okay, Gina, have a great day.
Thank you. And you. Bye now.